Dr. Candy Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area with high temperatures staying into the upper 70s and a south wind between 5 and 15. And then into later on tonight, we'll stay with mostly clear skies and lows into the upper 50s with a south wind around 5 to 10. And then we'll see some sunshine for Thursday with high temperatures into the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle. Right now it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Nebraska U.S. Senator Deb Fischer introduced the Cattle Market Transparency Act of 2020 yesterday. This legislation would restore transparency and accountability in the cattle market by establishing regional negotiated cash minimums and equipping producers with more market information. She said her legislation seeks to bring transparency and accountability to the cattle market to ensure there are significant... She said her legislation seeks to bring transparency and accountability to the cattle market. She said it will ensure there are sufficient number of cash transactions to facilitate price discovery and equip producers with more price information to assist them in their marketing decisions. The act will establish regional mandatory minimum thresholds for negotiated cash trades, enabling price discovery of cattle in the marketing regions, require the Ag Secretary to establish reasonably sufficient levels of negotiated cash trade. The National Corn Growers Association actively working to rebuild demand by exploring new incremental opportunities for America's corn farmers. In partnership with Aim Point Research and Primary Customer Segments, the NCGA is developing short-term demand growth plans that set the table for long-term success. Corn Grower President Kevin Ross says he didn't have to tell you that this year is unlike any other he's experienced in his career, which is why the corn growers have to think outside the box and deliver quick wins for corn farmers. The process of evaluating potential market opportunities started with an intelligent briefing and level-setting exercise. In the coming weeks, committees will do a deep dive to develop potential solutions set with analysis for each potential market for corn. By December, a full marketing plan by segment will be unveiled. The primary areas of growth potential are ethanol usage domestically and internationally, expanding export markets for corn and co-products, and industrial segments like bio-based plastics. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you want to get more for your money, start by getting more when you borrow it. And you can get more with Frontier Farm Credit. Along with attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, you get an entire organization that understands what you do and works for your success. You can also get cash-back dividends, which gives you even more. We're Frontier Farm Credit. Learn more at FrontierFarmCredit.com. Agriculture works here.
American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A group of unemployed Kansans spoke yesterday to U.S. Senator Pat Roberts' team in hope of showing the veteran, soon-to-be-retired lawmaker how badly they need new stimulus coming out of Washington, D.C.
Sort of nearing the end of our funds.
So many people are just at the end of the rope.
That audio from KWCH News. Many Kansans that were receiving the weekly $600 a week of payment through the CARES Act ended in July, and they're afraid that another stimulus package may be on the back burner after concerns about filling the vacancy for the U.S. Supreme Court.
For the Senate, they have the same urgency helping out unemployed Kansans as they do confirming the Supreme Court justice.
In other news, a Republican lawmaker says that Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's office has blocked a Kansas legislative committee from obtaining a list of the state's personal protective equipment suppliers. KSN News reports that Senator Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha had released the emails yesterday during a meeting of a study committee showing that the request had been refused. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. See example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2TO464 MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to the dealer. Offer expires September 30th, 2020.
More Kansas schools have ended in-person classes and canceled sports because of coronavirus exposure and team quarantines. The Wichita Eagle reports that both Hayesville and Derby have quarantined their high school football teams. Chanute has canceled football games but is continuing in-person classes. The school board at Atwood overruled the superintendent's decision to move classes to remote learning, then later reversed that course. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is expected to identify active coronavirus clusters on Wednesday today, including outbreaks at schools and on sports teams. State health officials reported on Monday that 53,959 confirmed cases and close to 600 deaths, which is an increase of 1,674 cases and 4 deaths that we've seen over the weekend. In other news, an accused drug dealer who was deported last year is once again facing drug charges after illegally returning to the U.S. As the Wichita Eagle reports, a 28-year-old Raul Venezuela was charged on Thursday in U.S. District Court in Topeka. An affidavit from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation says that he was arrested in March of 2019 in Topeka on state drug and gun charges. Good American Network News.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities in South Central Nebraska have identified a man whose body was pulled from a sandpit pond near Lexington last week. The Dawson County Sheriff's Office tells television station NTV that the body is that of 24-year-old Eduardo Faris Garcia of Lexington. Sheriff's officials found his body September 14th in the pond south of Lexington after someone called 911 to report seeing what appeared to be a body floating in the water. Authorities say he was wearing only shorts and tennis shoes when he was found. Results from an autopsy are expected in the coming weeks. A South Central Nebraska man has been sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for possessing child pornography. Federal prosecutors say the 65-year-old Robert Rose of Guide Rock was sentenced last week in Lincoln's federal courthouse. He was ordered to pay $3,000 in restitution, and he must register as a sex offender. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Wednesday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to school means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and group credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sporting Sorento and Soul. New KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,500 dealer discount. Expires September 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Farmers are reminded the PLC yield update deadline is September 30th. Price loss coverage is an option that protects farmers from lower commodity prices. When the national marketing year average prices fall below a certain value for each commodity, payments are sent to farmers to cover the difference. One of these key factors for payments is the price loss coverage yield. That yield is the value the 2018 Farm Bill will pay out based on if you have selected PLC for certain commodities. The higher the yield, the more money you receive if a commodity price is low. That yield is set for each farm based on farming production history. As yields have increased over the years, thanks to technology and better varieties, there's a good chance yields are higher than in previous years. You can check your yields at the local FSA office. If they're not greater than the previous amount, you'll keep the old yield. Just because you're not enrolled in the PLC program does not mean you do not need to update your yield. These opportunities don't come up often in Farm Bill programs, and you may want to enroll in the PLC program in the future. Deadline to update yields is September 30th. An injury accident was reported Monday afternoon in Washington County. A driver failed yield at the intersection and struck another vehicle driven by a female with her two children on K-9 near the K-15 intersection south of Washington. Two children were transported to the Washington Hospital. Identity of the individuals involved has not been released as yet. That accident reported around 4:30 p.m. Earlier Monday afternoon, two vehicles collided on U.S. Highway 36 near Heritage Road. Four occupants suffered minor injuries but refused transport. On Saturday, a single vehicle went off K-15 south of the Palmer Corner, overturning in the ditch. The driver was transported to Clay County Hospital with minor injuries. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Friday afternoon, northwest of Beatrice. The driver lost control, overcorrected, and went into a field off West Hickory Road near Southwest 117th. The driver was reportedly extricated from the vehicle and was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital with minor injuries. A passenger also suffered minor injuries, was treated at the scene. Area counties show nearly full employment 6 months into a pandemic that resulted in some job shifts earlier this year. Washington County unemployment in August was just 2.6%. Nemaha at 3%, Marshall County reported 3.3%, while statewide percentages hovered at around 7% in August, nearly double the near record low a year earlier. Members of Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Association are reminded to return the consolidation ballots due in hand by 10 a.m. October 1st. Which will be the time and date for a special meeting at the Axtell American Legion Community Building. Mail-in ballots must be sent in the business reply mail envelope provided and again must be received by October 1st. Members are welcome and can vote in person at the meeting if preferred.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Constitution Week commemorates the signing of the Constitution of the United States. A proclamation by President George Washington and a congressional resolution established the first National Thanksgiving Day, November 26, 1789. The reason for the holiday was to give thanks for the new Constitution. This reminder from the Arthur Barrett chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution.
That mailbox out by the road, that's a lifeline for families all across rural Kansas. But Congressman Roger Marshall doesn't seem to get that. Marshall voted against emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up with the pandemic. Now, I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. As a veteran, I count on-time mail delivery by the Postal Service for my VA prescriptions. If I miss my meds, even a few days, it can set me back weeks. Roger Marshall defended mail service cutbacks, dismissing it as a, quote, so-called crisis. Now, there's nothing so-called about it. Roger Marshall turned his back on rural Kansans when he voted no on protecting the Postal Service. Vote no on Roger Marshall for Senate. VoteVets paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.votevets.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Here is your Candy Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking ahead to your extended forecast, starting with this afternoon, we are expecting to see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area. Temperatures staying into the upper 70s and low 80s, and a south wind between 5 and 15. And then into later on tonight, we'll stay with mostly clear conditions, as we'll see low temperatures into the upper 50s, with wind staying out of the south at about 5 to 10. And then looking ahead into Thursday, we'll stay with mostly sunny skies as high temperatures warm up into the middle 80s and a southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. And then into later on Thursday night, mostly clear skies are expected. We'll see low temperatures into the middle and upper 50s. And then we'll see some sunshine again on Friday with high temperatures warming up slightly into the upper 80s and low 90s. And then looking ahead to the upcoming weekend, sunshine with highs staying into the middle 80s on Saturday. And then sunny again on Sunday, highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
The seasons are changing, so why not change up the look of your home? New fall items have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Shop flags, signs large and small, candles, table settings, and of course, your Kansas City Chiefs decor. From rustic to whimsical, find it all in downtown Marysville at Reflections Hallmark. More than just your favorite Hallmark store. Pre-order your keepsake ornaments now.
Average high temperature, late September, 75. Recent record high hit 90 in 2017. The average low 51, record low 35 set in 1995. Sunset this evening at 7:20, sunrise in the morning at 7:15.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
There's no pill that prevents memory loss in old age, but there might be something just as effective. We will share one expert's surprising finding on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 23rd, the 267th day of the year. Bruce Springsteen celebrates a birthday, and America's first baseball team, the Knickerbockers, was formed in New York on this day in 1845. The part of you that benefits most from physical exercise is not your muscles, lungs, or even your heart. Instead, says a Norwegian expert on aging, it's your brain. Physical activity, she says, helps regenerate healthy tissue in the portion of the brain where memory resides. Another expert says that if a pill could produce the same benefits, every senior would be clamoring for a prescription. If you're concerned about memory loss, 20 minutes a day of moderate exercise may be just the ounce of prevention you need. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Wednesday. Austin Gomber tossed six innings of four-hit ball in a crucial spot start, leading the St. Louis Cards to a 5-0 victory over Brady Singer and the Royals. The Cardinals still trail the Chicago Cubs by 3.5 games in the NL Central, but they improved to 27-25 and edged ahead of Milwaukee and Cincinnati for the number two spot in the division. Dylan Carlson paced the St. Louis offense by driving in two runs while finishing a homer shy of the cycle. Singer walked five in three-plus innings while taking the loss for Kansas City. Game three of the series with the Royals and the Cards gets underway at 7:05 this evening. High school football and coronavirus. Both Hayesville and Derby have quarantined their high school football teams. Derby still plans to hold Friday night's game. Chanute has canceled football games but is continuing in-person classes against the recommendation of the state's reopening guide. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty Eck Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade, regardless us a bigger model. We'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select 10-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock GTO 464 MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to the dealer. Offers expire September 30th, 2020.
An offseason most will want to forget hasn't stopped the Wichita State Shockers from putting in work ahead of the next season. Coach Greg Marshall says the preparation for the new campaign started back in June while players were still at home instead of being on campus because of the pandemic. KWCH-TV reports that the Shockers are welcoming a roster filled with fresh faces ahead of the 2020 season. After an unusual amount of turnover following the abrupt end of last season, the Shockers pounded the recruiting trail and landed seven new players. According to TMZ, Vanessa Bryant is suing the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office over photos taken at the site of the helicopter crash that left nine people, including Kobe and her daughter Gianna Bryant, deceased. Bryant filed a claim against the department earlier this year for allegedly sharing photos of the January 26th crash. The lawsuit describes events in the crash aftermath when Vanessa Bryant and family members gathered at the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Station in Lost Hills. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday. Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
If you're tired of mowing, looking to increase pollinator appeal, struggling to grow lawn grass, or just want to change, there's an array of alternatives to a manicured lawn. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Replacing lawn grass with plants suited to the growing conditions, your gardening style, and landscape design can reduce time and resources once needed to maintain a lawn. And many alternatives help improve water quality by reducing or eliminating the need for chemicals and helping to manage rainwater. Start by converting areas where grass is struggling or hard to mow. You'll spend time and money during the transition period, but the goal is less maintenance, fertilizer, and pesticides in the long run. Once you've implemented the smaller changes, you can expand to larger areas as desired. This allows you to properly establish new plantings and make needed adjustments along the way. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
8th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest is this Saturday evening at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Fish Fry begins at 5 with a beer garden. Live music with the Rewind Band, 5 until 8. Nashville country music artist Gabe Walsh performs 8:30 to 11:30, Saturday at the Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Rewind Band is live Saturday at 5, followed by Gabe Walsh at 8:30 at the Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids for the Fireman's Fest, sponsored in part by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Today we say hello to our listeners on KAAN Radio, serving northern Missouri and southern Iowa. We are in Princeton, Missouri, to take a look at one woman who is celebrated with a festival there each year. It's today's edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside.
For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Amy Cool shares the story of a native of Princeton, Missouri, a young lady with a tough upbringing.
Calamity Jane was born Martha Jane Canary. She was raised outside of Princeton, close to Ravenna. Her childhood home was rough. Her father was a gambler.
And the description of Martha's mother was not glowing either.
In the 1860 census, when Martha would have been about four, the woman who took the census wrote on the census card that her mother was the worst sort of woman. So it was a very rough childhood.
Martha was the eldest of six children. Before she was a teenager, the family was headed west from Missouri.
On the way to Montana, her mother died of pneumonia. One of her brothers died. And when they got out west, her father died. So at 11, she was on the frontier with four younger siblings to take care of and literally no help.
Martha did just about anything she could to earn money for her younger siblings and provide for the family, of which she was the eldest. The town of Princeton still celebrates Calamity Jane. And that has led some to reflection on how to look at the frontier woman's life.
Sometimes people ask us, why do we celebrate this woman when they hear bits and pieces of things she did? And I think one of the answers to that is that an 11-year-old on the frontier who survives is a woman of grit and strength, and there's some admiration for that.
But we've yet to talk about that interesting nickname, Calamity Jane, and how that story remains so well known today. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Princeton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction of real estate, plus furniture and collectibles for the Cheney Long Trust Saturday, September 26th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Selling the usual run of tools, yard and garden items, rotting lawnmower, a 1982 Ford F-250 long bed extended cab pickup sells at noon. Furniture items include a small refrigerator, washer and electric dryer, three-piece ornate bedroom set, dining table with six chairs, kitchen and household items, a number of collectibles including a horse-drawn side spring buggy, some games and toys, and miscellaneous. The real estate is a ranch-style three-bedroom, one-and-one-half-bath home with a full unfinished basement, attached garage, and a pool shed that sits on approximately 1 acre. The real estate sells at 1 o'clock. This estate auction for the Cheney Long Trust, Saturday, September 26th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Olmsted & Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Kittens can be orphaned for many reasons, and sometimes people have to hand-raise them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Playing the role of a mama cat is challenging but also rewarding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
My folks live on an acreage about a mile outside of town. Unfortunately, their place has been chosen by people who dump their animals and leave. Sometimes it's young kittens. Cornell University veterinarian Paul Mazza says the ideal way to care for orphaned kittens is to find a foster mother cat, one that is currently nursing kittens, and put them with her. If that's not possible, provide them with a warm, dry place and hand feed every few hours with milk replacer and a bottle designed for kittens.
When we feed kittens, we don't want them to swallow too much air, so make sure the bottle is inverted. And when the kittens are suckling on the bottle's nipple, we don't want to squeeze the bottle because we don't want to shoot the milk replacer down into their throat because they could aspirate it. Kittens will nurse as much as they need to become full. So once we see that their bellies are just slightly distended, that's probably enough.
A mama cat licks her newborns to stimulate urination and defecation. For kittens under 3 weeks old, Mazza recommends gently rubbing their backsides with a moistened cotton ball after each meal until they're able to eliminate on their own. When the kittens are about a month old, they can be gradually weaned from milk to cat food.
Kind of a gruel type of solution, milk replacer plus a little bit of food, starting at 4 weeks and becoming gradually more food and less milk replacer, so less liquidy between 4 and 7 weeks.
Kittens at 6 to 8 weeks can eat regular food and are usually ready for adoption. Mazza says this is also the time to take them to the veterinarian to test for disease and receive vaccinations. They can be spayed or neutered as young as 8 weeks old. Learn more about caring for orphaned kittens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Marysville Knights of Columbus annual pork chop barbecue is Saturday, September 26th at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville. Serving a fresh pork chop with baked potato, green beans, and homemade dessert, the bar will be open. Curbside service and delivery available. Phone 799-5628. Pork Chop Barbecue at the Marysville Knights of Columbus Hall, Saturday, September 26th, serving 6 until 8 p.m. Public is welcome.
have our what-if questions. Here's one I like to ponder every now and then. What if money were no object? What would I do with my life? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It's fun to dream about a world where you don't have to think about money at all. But in the real world, well, that's pretty rare. And if there's anything we've learned over the past 6 months, it's that we all need to be prepared for the unexpected. As an example, what would you do if you were unable to work? If your income suddenly disappeared, do you have a backup plan? Here's another one. What if you live longer than you think and your retirement savings don't last? It's possible you may need to save more for the future than you think. If you're not sure how to answer these financial questions, talk to a professional. They can help you find solutions and answers. When you do, you'll find you have more financial clarity and you can get rid of some of that stress around money. And you can focus on living a life full of meaning and gratitude.
Today's subject during National Farm Safety and Health Week, opioid addiction. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Opioid abuse. It has the attention of the rural community because it's a problem in the rural community. Ruth Merrick heads the Minnesota Farm Bureau Foundation.
Within Farm Bureau, we talk a lot about farm safety and health and farmer wellness. And in my 24 years with the Minnesota Farm Bureau, in the last 4 to 5 years, did I ever think that I'd be talking to my farm families about mental health and opiate addiction?
Merrick offers some statistics on the problem.
74% of farmers and farm families say they've been directly impacted by the opiate epidemic. 3 out of 4 farmers say it's easy to access large amounts of prescription opiates without a prescription. Understand that 80 out of 100 prescriptions are written for opiates.
Merrick says anyone in the community can help.
We are encouraging people to set up outreach meetings and participate in events to build awareness. Also engage in partnerships. Find those partnerships that work for you. Might be with your local sheriff's department. Assisting at a national take back day. It might be working at your local pharmacy just with some material to hand out to people about the safe disposal of unused prescription meds.
More resources that might help are available on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Wednesday. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The nation's cattle herds are shrinking, and that will intensify the focus on beef packers to increase harvest capacity, says Randy Block, of CEO of Cattle Facts, a global leader in beef industry research, analysis, and information. Block was featured speaker of the 2020 Virtual Cattle Raisers Convention online this past week. The virtual conference replaced the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Convention. During the presentation, the market outlook for beef cows, Block analyzed some of the numbers for the past few years. January 2014 cattle inventory showed about 29 million head of beef cows. July of 2018, 32.5 million. Since that time, the numbers have decreased significantly.
The cow herd right now is shrinking. Last year, we were down about 350,000 head. We're going to be down 350,000 head again this year, it looks like, based on the dryness that we see in the West and just not really generating enough profitability for cow-calf producers. You need to anticipate we're likely going to see one more year of downsizing in 2021.
Recent low beef numbers reduced packing capacity. Block says increasing capacity could provide growth for the future.
You need to see some additional harvest capacity. The last 12 months has been a good example of that with the Tyson fire that we experienced last August. And then we followed up with the issues we've had with COVID-19. the industry really is vulnerable in that one area. And when we're able to add enough more capacity to where our leverage situation improves a little bit, I think that will allow us to see a little more profitability flow back throughout the industry.
Block says it's not out of the question that the sector could see a million fewer cows in 2021 or 22 than seen just a couple of years ago. Again, that's CattleFax CEO Randy Block. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spank, with your latest check of agricultural news through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Egg Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty Egg Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty Egg Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2TO464 MSRP 60,980. Rusty Egg discount 5,000. Alternative cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers
harvest time. The payday of a year's worth of hard work. With all that's gone on this year, make sure you don't add to the story because of a farm accident. This station and AgView.net want you to take time and be safe. Overhead power lines, unattentive drivers, and hurry can change a community in a moment. Stop, look, and listen. The life you save may be your own. The radio brings you many messages. This one is to thank safety every day. Have a great and safe harvest from this station at AgView.net. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Lawmakers from both sides of the political fence spoke out against the idea of using USDA funds to bail out refiners that are denied exemptions from the nation's biofuel blending laws. A report says the administration is considering up to $300 million in financial relief to refiners who were denied waivers from the renewable fuel standard, which requires them to blend biofuels into their fuel or to purchase credits for the 2019 compliance year. Five anonymous sources told Reuters the funds could come from within USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation. Now, that idea isn't sitting well with lawmakers because those funds are supposed to assist farmers and not the oil industry. Ranking Senate Ag Committee member Debbie Stabenow calling the idea outrageous. During comments on the Senate floor, Iowa's Chuck Grassley, who sits on the other side of the fence of Stabenow, said USDA funds were meant for struggling farmers, but he said it's not a surprise the big oil is looking elsewhere for government handouts. Refinery groups say the administration should have said focus on making the cost of the renewable fuel standard less burdensome on refiners. Weeds that escape control by in-season management practices can cause severe problems, including the possibility of reducing harvest efficiency and crop yield, even if those factors do not justify a herbicide application. K-State weed management specialists say it's important to consider the future cost of seed produced by those escapees, particularly if those weeds produce a lot of seed or are herbicide resistant. Just a few escapees of a species like water hemp or Palmer amaranth could have a big impact. For example, research conducted in Georgia showed that one female plant in 5 acres added 2 million seeds per acre to the soil. And those seeds can have impacts for many years. It took a total of 6 years of total Palmer amaranth control to deplete the seed bank by 98% in Texas. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson, here to talk about National Farm Safety and Health Week, which is happening right now. after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about this very special week, National Farm Safety and Rural Health Week, September 20 through 26. Farming is a dangerous occupation 12 months of the year, but particularly so at harvest time. And this is something I have done annually for the past couple of decades. I've delivered my Samuelson Safe Farming message during this week. And what I want to share with you this week is the story of David Endor, who was distracted when he backed up his ATV over the edge of a dry creek. The Nebraska farmer dropped 7 feet, hitting his head, shoulder, and hip. His leg was pinned beneath the overturned four-wheeler, and he had no way to get it off or get out. In a series of fortunate events, his damaged cell phone still worked. He was able to direct neighbors to his location, and he wasn't seriously hurt. But he is happy to be alive. So let me talk about several rules I suggest during every week on the farm, but this one particularly. Don't go into a grain bin alone. Don't ever do that. Always make sure there is someone nearby outside who could hear you if you got into a grain entrapment situation and could call for help and get that help. Because the many dangers on the farm in agricultural settings should be emphasized the year round, but particularly this year that is set aside. So, remember again, don't ever go into a grain bin, whether it's a quarter full, a half full, or three quarters full, by yourself. Second rule that I like to have for harvest time: you're going to be traveling on rural roads and country roads, and you're going to back traffic up behind you because you're on a slow-moving vehicle, a grain wagon and a tractor or whatever. So make sure that you are ready to react to any situation that will be dangerous to you, and that includes the grain bin adage. Secondly, you'll be moving slow-moving equipment like combines and grain wagons on country roads and rural highways. Make sure your slow-moving vehicle emblem is prominently displayed in a proper place on the back of whatever slow-moving vehicle you are pulling. And be a good neighbor. If you see there's a long line of traffic behind you, all getting upset with the fact that they can't move faster, pull over on the side of the road and let them pass, and everybody will be safe. And my last rule, have a fire extinguisher on your combine. I've seen too many videos of burned up combines because a fire extinguisher was not available to put out the fire. Be careful during this special week and every week. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
Linda's Insurance Agency asks if there are any changes to your farming operations. Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of insurance adequate? Do you need to add options? Any changes need to be made on policy change forms by September 30th. For additional details, contact Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
When Mother Nature hands you a drought, fight back. A Kansas farmer and author spells out ways to have a drought-resilient farm on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Dan Strickler grew up in southeast Kansas, where plentiful rains fell most years till about July 4th and then stopped. It was heartbreaking to watch the family's healthy crops wither and die. He says the soil in that area is very heavy clay with poor water infiltration. Strickler thought if they could just fix the soil to make it accept and hold on to moisture, they'd have it made. He started talking to people who were successful at that and has written a book called The Drought Resilient Farm. He says it's not just about the rain, it's how you care for the soil.
Unfortunately, most of our past management has made things worse. Practices like tillage and fallow, which we thought were helping us manage drought, in reality, we've discovered that they actually made things much, much worse, especially in the long run. And so a lot of this book focuses on things like no-till and cover crops and managing organic matter and practices that increase root depth.
There are many simple short-term projects you can do, as well as long-term land management strategies. The disasters of drought can be lessened by having a plan in place before, during, and after a drought.
I have a whole checklist of activities that you can do prior to the drought to set yourself up so that you have a more moisture-efficient pasture or moisture-efficient crop field. What do you do during the drought? You know, how do you find emergency feed? How do you make sure your livestock have water? And then after the drought, make a lot of observations, take notes, learn lessons, and put them to use.
I'm Jody Henke. Find Strickler's book on the Drought Resilient Farm at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Hello and good Wednesday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Passing through the lunch hour, we're still seeing some weaker numbers throughout the grains. The soybeans and the rest of the row crops are all mostly lower, mixed to mostly higher in the livestock still, as October live cattle now at 47 cents at 106.95. December selling at 111.02. That's up 85 cents. Feeder cattle, nothing but green as well. September feeders up 17 cents at 141.87. October up 57 at 141.20. And a triple-digit jump for October lean hogs, now up a full dollar to $69.32. Slight gains beyond that, including December of 3 cents at $64.12. As mentioned, a mostly lower day, still through the lunch hour now for the grains. December corn down a half a cent at 368 and 3 quarters. March into the new year drops a penny at 377 and 3 quarters. A weaker day for the wheat complex as well. Kansas City wheat specifically for the month of December is down 6 cents at 485 and 3 quarters. March back under $5 as well at 496 and a half. That's down 6 and a quarter on the day. Soybeans, slight losses. November beans down 1 and a quarter to 1018 and a half. January at 1022 and 3 quarters. That's a 1 and 3 quarter cent drop. Soybean oil is sharply lower as well. October down 92 at 3275. However, soy meal is sharply higher. October up 630 at 343.60.
Looking into the cotton complex, delay slight loss as well. October cotton down 25 points at 63.59. A look at the stock markets here through the midday at the Dow Jones now down 132 at 27,156. The S&P drops 26 points to 3,289. And the NASDAQ drops 135 back down to 10,831. Looking at the metals, sharp losses still for September silver down $1.44, selling at $23 an ounce. October gold's at $18.5990. That's down $39.40. And the dollar index still up 25 points at 94.26. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to School means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and group credit. Not all customers qualified. Limited term financing on sporting Sorento and sold through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,500 dealer discount. Expires September 3rd.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country. AM 1570, FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.